I'm Ms. Kramer with Mission Network News. We're looking at two of the biggest conflicts today, the one between Israel and Hezbollah, and then the war in Ukraine. Yet there's gospel hope in the headlines. We'll unpack the stories for you coming up. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where local media, quoting anonymous sources, say a full-scale invasion by Israel will begin tomorrow, June 15. We turn to Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon for the details.
There is an escalation, yes. There's more battles on the ground, yes. But having a date like that, I don't think this is true news.
Like the little boy in the fairy tale who cried wolf one too many times, Nuna says invasion warnings are a common yet toothless tune.
I don't believe any specific dates for invasion. We have heard this for so many months, like now. This is the crucial month. This is the time for the invasion.
Whether Israel invades Lebanon or not, countless needs remain. Nearly 100,000 people have been displaced by fighting in southern Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah.
People are losing everything. They're losing their homes. Most of them work with agriculture, and now their fields are burned. So they have even lost the means of living. And this is tragic. Going back is quite impossible for them now.
Thousands have come to Beirut, where TM Lebanon is helping as many people as it can. The process starts with a home visit.
We are sending them to the homes, not only to assess the home, but mostly to talk about who God is and what God wants to do in their lives. Inside their homes, there's so much freedom to talk about the gospel, to talk about God's peace and how God loves them.
Meanwhile, the $32 billion project to move Indonesia's capital is facing some major hiccups. President Joko Widodo decided back in 2019 to move the capital city from overpopulated Jakarta to the largely forested area of Nusantara. Construction has been ongoing, and the first phase of the new city is 80% done. But two of the project leaders recently resigned, and Bruce Allen with FMI says President Widodo is facing pressure from hesitant investors.
He would really like to see it finished before he leaves office toward the end of this year. But is it really going to be ready is the question.
Nusantara is on the island of Borneo, and although the area is sparsely populated, God has already established his church for ministry there.
FMI has been supporting church planters on Borneo for over a decade. But once it was announced that this new city was going to be developed, our leadership team for partnership on the island said, we need to start church planting in Nusantara now so that by the time this influx of civil servants from all these different islands come to be part of the government in Nusantara, there are Christian churches waiting for them.
You can support FMI church construction in the new capital. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And Russia's war is taking a heavy toll on Ukraine's next generation. Nearly 2,000 children have been injured or killed since the war began over 2 years ago, according to the United Nations. But the scars that most kids in Ukraine carry are invisible. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says.
You can only imagine the pain and the agony, the anxiety that they are facing on a daily basis. They've experienced this war firsthand and probably have seen relatives, friends, family members die.
Keys for Kids' church partners organize summer camps throughout Ukraine, providing a much-needed escape. However,
many of these churches don't have materials because of the war. They can't get access to them.
Keys for Kids has a solution.
We're providing them Keys for Kids and Unlocked. And many of these families are finding hope.
Keys for Kids needs $50,000 to meet the demand for summer camp and holiday devotionals. A brand new matching grant doubles every gift up to $25,000. You can take action at missionnews.org and ask God to surround Ukrainian kids with the peace that only He can offer. Praise God for the transformation already underway.
Not only are they finding Christ, but they're growing in their faith, and hopefully they'll be able to share their faith as they come in contact with friends and families going through this terrible trauma.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.